We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nothing to this.
So you're not going to believe the investigation? Whatever they say, you're not going to believe it?
Well, I wish they would have shown me the tapes from the original Spygate and not destroyed them. And I think Roger Goodell made a huge mistake. In that, had we seen him for ourselves, maybe I could have taken a look at it and said, I don't see that much here. And I think there's always a bit of that. I know that Goodell and Robert Kraft are friends. They have a relationship. Am I wrong with that or not?
He has a relationship with a lot of owners in that league.
Yeah, I think they go on vacation together. There's a relationship.
Vacation together? Where did you hear that? They double date.
I thought they said they had vacation. No, they don't go on vacation about? Together.
Yeah, they're on vacation down in Texas this week, I think.
So, Rob, realistically, listen, I don't think there's anything to it, but based on the history and the reputation that follows them, they kind of stepped in it by accident, and because of that, they're kind of forced to deal with the consequences, right, and the stigma that is attached to them even more so than before. So now comes the penalty part. They've already kind of admitted it, that they did something wrong, whether it was Kraft Sports or not. Now here comes the punishment. So realistically, don't use your biased hat. Use your unbiased hat.
Please.
Because we all have our opinions too. And we're all giving them some sort of fine or suspension. What do you think is going to happen, or what do you think is appropriate?
I think because they're a repeat offender, and whether or not it's still the organization, and if you're going to give the coach has to oversee anything, and if you're going to go by the Sean Payton bounty gate, If you don't know, you should know, right? Because it was about Greg Williams, and it wasn't supposedly as much about Sean Payton knowing, but he's supposed to oversee the entire operation. That has to go through his desk. He has to rubber stamp it. Yes, they're going to tape something in Cincinnati or the Bengals game. Bill Belichick is supposed to know everything that happens. He could have said, hey, you know what? This doesn't sound like a good idea. We're about to play the Bengals. Maybe we shouldn't be there, or we need to be careful or something. So I think Bill Belichick has to be implicated in some way. And I think maybe a suspension and a fine. How's that?
But you think he should be suspended right now before they finish the investigation?
You're as wacky as ever, man.
You are. No, I'm not saying right now. Do the investigation.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he has priors. He has priors. When you violate probation, what happens? Right?
Yeah.
They violated probation. They did.
Well, what if your buddy violates probation? Did you?
No, you didn't, but you're attached to it because you're the head coach. Here's the other thing. Just help me out, and you guys know more than me, okay?
It's
Name
obvious.
Me another team that's had a problem with this or has been caught up. They say, oh, everybody in the NFL does it. Okay, everybody does it. Please give me the other team that was fine, where the coach was fined $500,000 and they got picks taken away.
Okay.
Well,
let's look at this incident. Has this happened before, where a TV crew, separate of the football operation, doing additional content, a feature on somebody? And by the way, the Kraft Productions is separate from the football team. It's not like Belichick loves going and spending time with Kraft Productions and doing anything. But is it possible that another team has done this before and done profiles to extend their content on their brand, and that nobody's given a rat's ass? Tampa Bay probably has done it. Nobody's given a rat's ass. This is the Patriots, and it's a little bit different. They were doing it on an advanced scout, so you had Cincinnati there. I don't blame Cincinnati Bengals for being pissed off, but is it possible that this has happened before, Rob? But nobody cared.
Sure, it's possible.
Nobody cared.
It's possible. But here's my only thing. If this is exactly the way you laid it out, there should be no investigation. There should be nothing from the NFL. They should
I agree.
What happened?
Oh, no, I agree. I think people like you are the problem for the NFL.
Oh,
because I
look
do.
At that.
I'm going to blame it on you. Because I think
blame it on me.
Yes. Yes. I'm blaming it on you and others out there. So what happens is, you're right. The National Football League is a business. They have 32 different cities out there, and you know they don't give a rat's ass about one of the 32. They collectively they care about all of the 32. In this case, most of the country, and you said it when you first started this interview, that the National Football League audience across the country wants them to come down hard on New England. And that's what the commissioner's going to do. Not necessarily because they deserve it. They deserve something because they broke the rule. But because it'll play to Rob Parker and all of the national people across the country. Not just you guys in the media, but the fans. So you're setting the tone. Roger's just a business guy. He's just a marketing guy.
Yeah, but I hear that point. But if there's really nothing to this, and if everybody knows, hey, this is standard procedure and there's nothing... nothing here to see, then that's what the commissioner should say.
You already said this. No. You already answered me when I said that to you. If that's what he does, you said it won't make a difference. You're still not going to believe them.
No, in the minds of a lot of people, just because of their history, all I'm saying is long-term it's going to have an effect on the way people look at the Patriots. And that's all. They'll you know what?
No
it
doubt.
It's been a minor incident, but,
yeah,
but
we agree.
It's going to be one that stings. It's going to leave a mark. How's that? That's probably the best way to say it.
So, Rob, I wanted to ask you about Tom Brady because I'm sure, like us, I don't know if you're paying attention, but I don't know if you see all the videos out there of wide receivers in areas they shouldn't be, the miscommunication. Pointing those sort of things out, maybe the inexperience of the wide receivers, the offensive line when you're evaluating Tom Brady's play this year?
Oh, you see all that, but you know what?
But
the narrative has always been that Tom Brady did more with less than anybody in the history of the National Football League. You could get a guy who's working at 7-Eleven, throw a Patriots jersey on him, and Tom Brady will make him a star. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Tom Brady doesn't have this, Tom Brady doesn't have that. Oh, that's unfair to blame it on Tom Brady. You can't have it both ways. Which one is it? Does he make something out of nothing, or does Tom Brady need talent around him? And maybe it's not as much as Tom Brady as it was Gronkowski and some of these other guys who were able to catch the football for him. So
Christian Fourier,
that would
people
be
like
my
that.
Issue. Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean. You need
yeah.
a Christian.
Could be Christian. I always
no,
said that.
I play now.
Yeah, I thought Brady gets hurt. Yeah. I think I should actually. I think I can. You know, from the 5 yard in, I think I could be a legitimate red zone threat because they need it. To me, this is quite honestly one of the worst offensive teams I think I've ever witnessed with this team. I've been around from the beginning. So, and I've said they're terrible. They've been terrible and they're not going to get any better. So how it ends, I don't know. It's going to depend on if someone from Baltimore gets hurt or KC slows down or the defense or special team scores all the points for them.
Hey, you know what? Before the season started, I made a bet with Skip Bayless on Undisputed. This is before the season. I said the Patriots will not reach the AFC Championship game. I'm looking pretty damn good, and I want you guys to have me back on.
Please.
When they don't make it.
Please. We had you on. How did they do last year?
You are looking good, but you probably said that each of the last, what, six,
oh,
9 years?
Yeah. You said it to us last year.
Yeah. Been there, what,
last
9 years
you
straight?
Said that to us.
You said it every year, though.
Hey. What are you?
Are you guys coming to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Just
yes. Just
okay.
just to chase you down. Yes.
Oh.
And we did it. And we did it last year. And we told you they were going to win. And you said, No. I'll do something. I'll quit the business or whatever if they win again. I forget what you said. So I want to ask you this because I'm taking a poll today. You mentioned earlier that they should show the video, that they destroyed the video. That's a good point. They destroyed the video the first time around. Probably didn't help them out. All right. So right. You said they should show the video right now. What would you, if you were to see that video, what do you think would be on that video that would prove to you that Belichick was involved and they're guilty of spying on the other team?
Here's the other part, okay, because you would say, well, what do they need help to beat the Bengals? They're 1-12. They're terrible. But when they had Spygate, it was against the Jets who were 4-11. Here's the other part. Belichick, it might not be about today, this game, or now. They have a new coach.
So what are they going to steal?
Bill Belichick's
By the way, the same coach that was running a part of the offense last year for the Los Angeles Rams, I think if I remember correctly, they shut them down 13-3. I forget the score. You can look that up. But that's beside the point. Tell me what you would see on there. What you would see.
I don't know, because you got to ask the NFL, why did they, why, if you don't see anything, why do they ban
So you don't know what you're going to see or what you're not going to see.
No,
league is the one. Yeah. I'm just talking about, I got to go by what the league rules. These aren't Rob Parker.
You already
rules.
Told me that you weren't going to listen to the league. You already said it's irrelevant what the league says.
I'll take a listen to it, and I'll see how legit it is. Now, if they throw Bill Belichick out the league for some time, then maybe I'll think, okay, Roger Goodell is serious about
that. But this is what I mean. You have no answer for it. Because I've heard people say, well, you're going to see signals from the sideline. You do realize there's a green dot now in the back of the helmet for both the quarterback and a defensive player.
But we agree with you, though. I mean, it's still against the rules.
It's against the rules. You can't benefit.
I get it.
Absolutely.
But what if they showed, I don't know, 15 minutes of the coaching staff giving signs? Like, and would that, you sit there and say, uh-oh, or would that just look at it and say, well, they had to tape it for 15 minutes because they were doing B-roll for what the scout does?
I guess I would have to really take a look at it. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know exactly what's on it or why it's such against the rules. And you can do it kind of, you know, as long as you're not recording them and you're doing it by eyesight, and if you can find something. I'm not saying this is the Houston Astros and they got video cameras and banging garbage cans and blowing whistles, but if there must be an advantage to it, otherwise there wouldn't be a rule. It's the same thing with Deflategate. If it didn't matter what the ball felt like, then they wouldn't have a rule in place. There's obviously a reason that they have that. It's the same way when you go back. You might not like the rule, but don't they also have what your Christian? You know this. Where your socks are supposed to be, your pants.
The sideline coach, the sideline police.
Yeah,
sideline police.
Am I right? There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I think we agree with the rules. You break the rule, you pay the penalty. Now, the question I would have though is Bill Belichick still a Hall of Fame coach in your mind?
I would stand up, especially if he's found guilty to be involved in this. I would stand up and if I had a vote, I vote for the Baseball Hall of Fame, not pro football. But I would make the case that there's no way, no how, he should be a first ballot, and you'd have to argue the case, especially if he was busted again for cheating.
Do you vote for Barry Bonds?
Of course I do.
But he cheated.
Did he? Show me. Okay, we're talking about.
Come on, you got to be kidding me. Did you just say this?
Do you vote for Roger Clemens?
Yes, I do. Do you have a positive test? I'm asking you. Do you have a positive test?
Come on.
You're a walking hypocrite.
Listen, I'd vote for both of them, too. I would vote for both of them, too.
Didn't Pudge and Piazza make the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, he's talking about your vote.
I'm talking about your vote. You.
I'm telling you.
You would look at this and say, you know, Belichick cheated, so you couldn't vote for him, but you vote for those guys, which I'm fine with because I would, too, but that's inconsistent.
There's the difference. Here's the difference, okay? It's about rules. When those guys juiced or whatever they used was baseball testing for juice. No, they were not.
No.
The reason I don't vote
was it
for
illegal?
Manny, and the no, it wasn't. No, it was not. I'm talking about as far as baseball went. And it wasn't. It wasn't a banned substance. And not only that, those guys never tested positive. Mm. We could sit here all day and say, oh, well, it's obvious that they were doing this, but they were never busted.
Well, Bonds admitted it. He said he used the clear and cream and the cream, but he just didn't know what it was at the time. But he admitted that he used it, right?
I got it.
Under oath. Under oath.
And here's the other part that I think is wrong is we, for some reason, people who have benefited from it, and I'm talking about the organizations, the teams, and the managers, we put Tony La Russa and Joe Torre and all these guys in the Hall of Fame who benefited apparently from these guys who were juiced up, but it doesn't taint them. Yeah. It doesn't taint the
How about the commissioner at the time as well? But yeah, that's a whole other story.
A slight contradiction to what you're saying with Belichick versus those guys, but we'll let it go. Rob's got a brand new book out. You can get it on Amazon. It's called If I'm Writing, I'm Ripping the New England Patriots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's not the Patriots. It's just the Gentlemen.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. If I'm writing, I'm ripping is the name of the title of the book, right? I apologize. Jesus, I didn't see that. I thought it said New England Patriots. Maybe it's what I'm hearing from you at all times. By the way, I just want to refresh your memory, because you're sitting there playing this little stupid game with us again and say, if the Patriots don't win the AFC Championship, I'll do this, I'll do that. This is what you told us last year at the Super Bowl. If the Patriots didn't win the Super Bowl, which they did, this is what you told us you were going to do.
What if they do win?
I think I'm moving to Mexico. Do they have a job down there on...
Well, it'd be like soccer. You could be a sports radio host.
I'll be a sports guy down there. Me and Chris Broussard will move our radio show to Mexico.
All right.
I thought he told us Antarctica.
No. Was it Antarctica?
I'm going to Antarctica.
So listen, enjoy Mexico. Hopefully we'll see you down in Miami for some more foolishness. All right?
Absolutely, guys. Always a pleasure. All right. I will see you in Miami for sure.
You got it.
Remember, right, they won't make the AFC.
Shut up. Goodbye. You're done. Go buy his book. If I'm writing, I'm ripping New England or whatever. Rob Parker on the Harbor One Bank Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.